This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowed on Monday the United States would defend its troops after a drone attack by Iran-backed militants that killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens more.
The President and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces, and we will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops.
The Prime Minister of Qatar on Monday said good progress was made toward a new hostage deal after meetings in Europe over the weekend. Qatar and Egypt brokered a 7-day truce in November in which Hamas freed more than 100 of the 253 people it abducted in the October 7th cross-border rampage that triggered the Gaza War. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
One of the former hostages is Amit Susana. On Monday, she visited the burnt houses on Kibbutz Kfar Aza, where she lived. Security camera footage shared with Reuters shows Hamas gunmen dragging her in a white sheet across a field toward Gaza. She stumbles, falls, and is lifted onto one of the captors' backs as she kicks and struggles.
It took them over an hour to take me to the border. I was beaten up really badly. My entire face and body was bruised and swollen.
Susana spoke on Monday as part of a campaign by families and supporters of the remaining hostages to focus attention on their plight. More than 100 Israelis are believed still captive in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United Nations is urging all donor countries to ensure they meet the dire needs of millions of Palestinians who rely on the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Major donors to UNRWA, including the U.S., European Union, and Germany, have suspended funding following accusations that 12 of its employees were involved in the October 7th attack by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni held a new partnership with Africa on Monday, unveiling a long-awaited plan aimed at boosting economic ties, creating an energy hub for Europe and curbing immigration. However, the chairman of the African Union Commission said he wished Africa had been consulted first on priorities and emphasized the need to honor commitments. Kenyan President William Ruto says he will appeal a court ruling last week rejecting a planned deployment of Kenyan police officers to Haiti. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Jallo has this story.
Friday's court ruling didn't come as a surprise because procedure was not followed, said Dr. Francis Hayundi, assistant professor of international law at the United States International University Africa in Nairobi.
The thinking was that only the armed forces can be sent or deployed outside the territory of the country and not the police service.
Hayundi told VOA that the court action puts President Ruto in a difficult position, coming after the UN Security Council approved a Kenya-led multinational security force aimed at helping combat violent gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Protesting farmers have encircled Paris with tractor barricades in a battle with the government over their industry's future. The movement in France is another manifestation of a global food crisis worsened by Russia's war in Ukraine, a major food producer. French farmers argue higher prices for fertilizer and other inputs have eaten into their incomes, and that France's massively subsidized farming sector is overregulated and hurt by food imports from countries with fewer constraints. The French government has announced a deployment of 15,000 police officers to head off any effort by protesters to enter Paris. Britain's Princess of Wales has returned home to Windsor Castle after being hospitalized and receiving treatment. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Princess's office says the planned abdominal surgery for an undisclosed condition had taken place on January the 16th, and Kate will be recuperating with her family until after Easter. The palace hasn't provided further details, but said her condition wasn't cancerous. The 42-year-old princess, formerly Kate Middleton, is the wife of Prince William, the heir to the British throne. The palace adds the prince and princess wish to say a huge thank you to the entire team at the London Clinic, especially the dedicated nursing staff, for the care they have provided. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.